Lee, let's start with team news. How are you looking?
Yeah, we're looking all right. Obviously, we brought young Joe Wilesmith in on the goalkeeping front. Adam Davis has just got a slight abductor tear, which is not ideal, but can't really risk it getting any worse. So that's a good signing, though, for us, I think. He's got a really good reputation. Obviously, Mark Crosley's worked with him close hand, coming from Sheffield Wednesday, and it's a real good chance for him to show what he's about.
And I guess if it's an injury to Adam Davis, he'll be thrown straight into the mix.
Yeah, it looks like it, because we haven't got much else. We contemplated, obviously we've got the young boys, but we contemplated even registering Mark Crosley. and you laugh, but we were serious. Because Dibble was on international duty, of course. Number one's out for the season, and obviously Davis out for a couple of weeks. But we've made a good signing there, and obviously I've had to take really a lot from Mark on that one, and he believes in him an awful lot.
Yeah, it sounds like you had to move quite quickly on that front then.
Yeah, I think what you find is it's the worst time possible to have to sign a goalkeeper, because anybody that's going for promotion will want to keep three goalkeepers. I'm talking about sort of championship clubs now, and some premiership clubs, not going for promotion of course, but up there I mean. And the teams that are sort of struggling and maybe not safe yet also want to keep three goalkeepers, because of course you never know what's going to happen. So very, very difficult to bring in sort of a tried and tested senior. And we must have gone through 65 options yesterday, and we believe that this one's the best one for us.
How big an ask is it for him to come in then and slot straight into your side and to be able to go out there against the league leaders?
Yeah, it's a big ask. No better time, is there, to go and sort of play your trade and show everybody what you're about than the business end of the season. But yes, and young players need a chance, and he's a young player that we believe needs and deserves his chance.
Sheffield Wednesday helpful on that front as well, then. It's always good to see the local clubs helping each other out in a situation like this.
Yeah, well, I think it benefits them as well, doesn't it? Of course, I mean, they've got this young talent, and they've got a good goalkeeper, obviously their number one at the moment, that's doing well, and they need that experience, and it'll be some great games that he'll be coming into. And obviously you're looking at probably 15,000 minimum at Bristol City, 15,000 Saturday probably against Sheffield Wednesday, and then a tough game at Colchester. So it's a good time for him to come in, like I say, the business end, and that's when you see whether they've got the minerals or not.
Are you expecting to do any more business today with the window set to close at 5 o'clock?
No, that'll be it for us.
That'll be it. Yeah, I guess you're presumably happy with your squad then at the moment.
Yeah, I'm happy. I mean, what I'm not happy about is the fact we've got 7 loans, because it makes it awkward now. Do you know what I mean? You've got to leave people out of the squad that not necessarily on merit, on sort of the fact that you can only get 5 in a match day squad. So that part of it's not ideal. But generally our loans have been fantastic and done very well. So yeah, it'd be interesting. I'll have to jostle, and sometimes players will be very unfortunate not to be in, because it won't be due to form, it'll just be due to rules really.
And it's even harder to leave out loan players, isn't it, because their parent clubs send them out on loan to get some games.
Yeah, of course, and you, do you know what I mean, you've always got to try and be honest with people, and all you can do really is, like I say, pick a team that you think is going to go and win the game, and if that sort of clashes with 5 or 6 loans, then so be it. But of course you have to work to the rules, because if you don't, you end up being deducted points.
So just on Adam Davis's injury, what do you expect the layoff to be?
Well, I think it's one of those that he could have probably played. If it was a cup final and it was the last game of the season, we'd have probably taped him up and sent him out there. But he has got a tear in his abductor, so what you've got to be careful of is it could just be one kick in the warm-up, or somebody rolls him a back pass and you turn a minor one into a major one. And that can happen just as quickly as I click my finger. So you have to be really careful with that. And listen, he's ours, he's done great. He's probably surprised people, I think, even inside and outside the club, of how well he's done. And now he's got that confidence. And if he's playing with a risk of a serious injury, I'm not sure that would have been the correct duty of care from us, given the fact that we've still got 9 games left.
9 games and the possibility of playoffs to come as well, so you do have to be careful.
Yeah, of course, and that's how we have to look at it. But he's all right, he understands. You know what I mean, generally, I think the players understand. If you try and explain it in that way, then they understand.
Other team news selections, Ben Pearson, how's he doing now?
Yeah, he's fine. He's come back from his little illness, like I said before. He's had a cuddle, couple of days on the sofa with his mum, watching the TV, and she's been stroking his hair and giving him a bit of Calpol, and he's all right now. Now, he trained well, in all seriousness. He trained well today, and he looked bright and looked sharp. And I think he'd had a lot of games as well for a young lad, so, of course, the illness was unfortunate, but he might just have done his muscles and his body a little some good by having the rest.
Josh Scowen, what about him?
Yeah, well, we're hoping that Josh is all right. We're just having to sort of go tentatively with him. The scan showed that he had a slight nick in his hamstring, and like I say, it's just a case of seeing how he feels, really. From that one, it's just take guidance from the player and see how he is.
And you have options there, don't you, as well? Like you say, you've got a fully, almost fully fit squad, you could say, to be able to shuffle around.
Yeah, well, not really. I wouldn't say we've got a fully fit squad. There's certainly a few that are out, albeit some of the younger players. Mm. But still, it's still good to have everybody fit and available. So, yeah, we have to shuffle the pack. And I'm still finding out, of course, about individuals and their strengths and weaknesses and what they can play with, what they can't, how mentally tough they are, and when they can play three games in a week and when they can't. And at the moment, it's been all right because obviously we've had decent results. But I think if you do get a couple of losses, that's when you really see what people are about.
Cameron Stewart, you obviously had to throw him in at the deep end at the weekend, but how's he been in training this week?
Yeah, he's been good. He's a live wire. I mean, he's poetry in motion, isn't he, when he sort of glides across the ground. And he's a threat. He's somebody that the opposition must take seriously, because he has got that quality to just drift past someone like they're not there. I thought he'd done very well in the last game, considering he literally turned up after mammoth drive the day before, and then turned up, didn't know anybody, and was chucked in to a game like that against the top side. So, although I think he'd probably would have thought he could have done a little bit more and certainly should have scored, it was a case of, well done, mate, because that's tough to come into that.
I know you also had trialists that we spoke about last week. You were looking at a few of them in youth games as well. Any update on those? Any more decisions made around them?
No. That's just a case of us really trying to assess what we need next year, not only for the first team, but for every age group. And that recruitment sort of runs through the club, whether it be for the 21s or for the 18s or for the first team. So, nothing to get sort of too pent up about press-wise at the moment with them guys. We're going to be trialling a lot of players that we've got the potential to sign in the summer.
You, obviously, this week didn't have a midweek game, but a couple of sides around you did have games. Sheffield United picked up 3 points. Rochdale were beaten. What do you think that's done to the race for these final maybe two playoff places that are still there?
Yeah, well, I think it makes our game against Sheffield United important, doesn't it? I mean, I was at the game and they were excellent on the day. And they're a good side. They've got good players. They've got players coming back now. And it'll be a tough game. But I think that sort of becomes a bit of a six-pointer, really, for us. Not so much them, but for us. If we're going to have serious ambitions of fifth, then we must make sure that we win that game.
But before that, you've got a big game against the league leaders as well, who Bristol City this season have just romped away, haven't they?
Yeah, well, they've done very well. I mean, listen, they've also had the best budget in the league, and they've got some good players. They spent some decent money, but to be fair, you've still got to spend that decent money on decent players and then blend the team. And credit to them, credit to Steve Cotchell, who's done that, and they've really cruised it, haven't they? Never really looked in doubt or in danger, and they've just won the sort of JPT final as well. So they'll be sort of high-spirited and full of confidence, but sometimes that's a good time to catch people.
Yeah, I was going to say, is it a good time? Because they will be high in spirits, but they'll also probably had a bit of a celebration after winning at Wembley last week.
Yeah, well, hopefully they'll be dehydrated, won't they, from all the alcoholic beverages they've enjoyed while celebrating their win. But no, listen, I'm sure that, you know what I mean, it'd be rude of me and unwise to say that they'll be complacent, because they're up there for a reason, and they've been the best side. They're champions elect, if you like. But what that gives us is that feeling that we can go there and the boys aren't under pressure, and they can go there and play free, and know that any result, they return heroes.
And defensively, your side have been solid. 2 conceded in the last 8, I think it is now. So they can certainly go there with belief that a clean sheet is possible, certainly.
Yeah, of course. Listen, it's a game. We can win this game. But do you know what I mean? Let's not fear just because they're top of the league. I think I came to the game where Barnsley should have beat Bristol City earlier on in the season here. I think they were 2-0 up, is that right? 2-0 up, and then Bristol City got back to 2-2. So the players are... Do you know what I mean? They feel that they've got their number, if you like, as far as they know their weaknesses. And like I've said before, it's about them being in the moment and making sure that they recognise the things that need recognising to tactically get their point across, and more importantly, their individual game and strengths.